Blog Talk Radio.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. See, war is not the answer, for only love can.
Welcome everybody to the Uplifting Communities Talk Show. And I tell you, we got a really good show today. And today, y'all, we got Miss Stacy Anderson. And she's an outreach manager for Blue Shield of California. And also, we got a new host that is joining us today. Her name is Miss Artilius Akins. And we got a really good show for you guys today, so y'all just go ahead on and just kick back and watch us do our job, okay? And I'm going to turn it over to Miss Akins. Miss Akins, go for it.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to the Uplifting Communities Talk Show tonight. Today is November 13th. We are so excited to have Miss Stacy Anderson joining us with Mr. John L. Brown tonight. Initially, Stacy is also a community educator, and she loves uplifting her community through by Blue Shield services. Stacy, Miss Anderson, can you tell everybody hello and just tell us a little bit about yourself tonight? Thanks for coming on the show, Stacy.
Hi, everyone. Good evening. I hope everyone can hear me. Yes, my name is Stacy Anderson. I am excited to be with you all this evening, and I am with Blue Shield of California. I am an outreach manager. I cover the state of California, and I am here. I'm just excited to be here with you all today.
Wonderful. Miss Stacy, this is going to be a very interesting show because a lot of consumers in regards to medical benefits, enrollment, all that kind of thing, people are like, oh, well, what's the big deal about insurance? It really is a big deal. It is not a boring topic because tonight what we would like to do with you, Stacy, and Mr. Brown, and I, we want to ask you, and we have callers who will be calling in on the show tonight, to ask some really good questions about insurance coverage and the benefits. So this is where we're going with this topic tonight, representing Blue Shield of California. Ms. Stacy Anderson is our community educator. And Stacy, I've known her for the last couple of years, and this woman is, Mr. Brown, she's just phenomenal in building relationships with all types of organizations. Oh, my God, we have a jewel online tonight, and we're happy to have her. Mr. Brown, did you have anything you wanted to say?
Miss Stacy, okay, well, you already done told everybody a little bit about yourself and stuff like that, but also you suffered some very challenging moments in your life. You know, and I would like to open it up so that way we can discuss this, all right? And, you know, you can go ahead on and tell people the challenges that you had in your lifetime. But I would like to tell the audience also, now, the beginning of the show, we will talk about, you know, about the challenges people have in life, okay? And so what I want you, if you want to elaborate on something or ask a question, please press 1, okay? And then I'll let you in, and then you guys can, you know, then we can discuss it all together. So, but I'm going to have them start it off with Miss Stacy Anderson. Miss Stacy, could you tell the audience, you understand, some of the challenges that you had in life?
Well, one in particularly was last year when I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And that was a very big barrier. It was a shock because, as you know, I am an educator. I'm an outreach manager. Even before Blue Shield, I have always been out there advocating and helping the community with resources, mostly health coverage, medical issues that were barriers for people to receive care. So that's always been a plateau for me, and to help others with those challenging areas of their lives, because I believe that health constitutes mental, physical, social, economical, and spiritual. So all of that combining together is health. And if you are lacking in one of those areas, then you are sick.
Yes, absolutely. Right.
You know,
absolutely.
As I said, you know, and I can understand, mm-hmm. you know, that, you know, especially when the doctor tells you, you know, you got cancer. Oh, man, that's devastating. You know, like even me, men go through that too, you know, because I suffered with cancer myself, okay, prostate cancer. I'm not, you know, a lot of people, oh, you don't have to tell your business, that's crap, you know, because anything that I can help, you know, another person, well, then I want to help them. And, you know, like I had a lot of stuff people was telling me, you know, were like, oh, man, yes, that radiation is tough. That radiation, you know, it's going to make you so tired. It make you this. It make you that. And you know one thing? I went through that, my treatment like a pro.
Amen.
Because I had God on my side. I walked in there laughing and walking out laughing. And then when it was time for me to go ahead on and take my PSA again, well, guess what? They couldn't find no cancer at all.
Wow. Amen. Hallelujah.
You know,
amen.
So, you know,
amen.
I know the power of God, and I know the power of being positive, okay? No, and I would like to hear from some of the audience. You know what I'm saying? If you have some challenges in your life, you know, press 1. Let's talk about it. You know, let people know. You know, you might be able to encourage another human being. You know, and I try to encourage everybody, regardless of what you go through in life. Don't you know? Put God first. Always put God first. You know, we all go through challenges. We all, you know. Okay, back to you, Ms. Hardy.
Okay, initially, Stacy, you know what? This is a very personal question, and not invading to that degree, but I would just like to know because of your
Ms. Hardy, I'm sorry, but you're going in and out, okay? So,
Well, maybe I need to adjust the volume.
Okay, no. You know, go, you sound all right now. Keep it close to your ear because going in and out, radio station will pick that up and it won't sound too good.
Okay, got it. Stacy, what motivates you to do your job? You're working with a lot of people that have these types of afflictions. And what is your motivation for what you do? What keeps you going, Stacy? I mean, what gives you that drive when you've been hit with a blow, like Mr. Brown just said, and you're devastated from the news? What gives you the courage to step out and say, I'm going to help myself fight this, and I'm going to help others fight this? How do you do that?
So before that diagnosis, I was very gung-ho. I'm going to help everyone. My eagerness to help others, because
yes.
others have helped me through my life, even as a young child. I had some very challenging moments. So when I asked God to help me and he put others in my path to help me, I vowed to him that if he raised me up, I would, and taught me and opened doors for me, I would continue to run and do the same for others. So knowledge is power, and it needs to be shared to empower others to change the world with solutions to critical situations. And so once I found myself being diagnosed with breast cancer, that was a terrible blow for me. And I could, I was like, not me, because me and God, we're on a roll here. You know, we got things to do. But, you know, God reminded me, didn't you say I can use you for whatever, you know, I want to use you for as long as I bring you out. Remember that? And so when I knew God, I held on to him. And when I knew he was with me, it was powerful. And I am here today because of the miracle of the Lord.
Yeah.
And with that miracle, it motivated me even more to educate and help and be there, because now I've been in that in those shoes. And so now I know that it's not one shoe fits all. We have to meet people where they're at. Treatment is different for everyone, and it's going to affect everyone differently. And so we just want to be there for them as they go through that journey and let them know that they're not alone.
Wow, that's awesome. And really quick, Stacy, you mentioned your position as a community educator. What is your core responsibility in that role? Because a lot of people, they say, well, okay, you educate, but educate on what? What are you educating on? So can you kind of share a little bit about that with us?
So I'm an outreach manager, and in outreaching, I am educating on different resources, community resources, life-changing resources. So my main thing is health coverage. However, health encompasses all of those five aspects: mental, physical, social, economical, and spiritual. As we are all knowing, we've been going through the changes with this racism, social unrest, all of those things. So we know that all of these components deals with our health, right? Mental, physical.
Yes.
If we don't have money, if you're homeless, that's going to mess with your health, all of those things. So my job is, in my education, is to empower the community and give them the resources that they need in all of those situations that would help them. Because if you are homeless, no matter what I'm talking about your health, you're not going to hear me if you're homeless and you're hungry. So it's providing all of the resources that we need as people to be empowered so that we can not only help ourselves, but help our families, help our neighbors, help those that we need with resources.
Yes, that's beautiful. Mr. Brown, did you have any questions? Did you want to comment right now?
What was that?
Did you have any questions? Did you want to
No, let her go ahead on and, finish up.
Okay. Well, Stacy, initially you did answer the question in regards to what your core responsibility is. What, in a nutshell, you know, what is open enrollment?
So open enrollment is, open enrollment for California is the time to look at Covered California, which is our state-run insurance exchange, where California residents can shop. They can shop for and compare different health insurance plans, and one of those health plans is Blue Shield of California that I'll be talking about tonight. But that is a great time to go shopping for health coverage. Open enrollment, which is November the 1st until January 31st. So those are the open, that's the open enrollment period, November 1st till January 31st.
And is it on these months and particular dates every single year, is it consistent like that, Stacey?
So it has not been. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, for people to learn the process. That's all I was saying. You can go ahead and comment. I was just saying from November 1st to January 31st, I believe is what you just said, is that every single year, fiscal year?
It has not been, but it looks like these are going to be the set dates that open enrollment will continue to be on. But there will also be special enrollment periods that is all year long. So if there is a life-changing experience in your life that happens, you lose a job, get married, have a baby, move to California, those type of things and situations, then open enrollment will be available to you. It's called special enrollment period, where you'll be able to enroll if something changes. You make less money or more money, you know, just different situations in life will open it up for you.
Stacey, tell me something. All right. I have a HMO. I belong to a HMO myself, and that's Kaiser, you know. Now, why do you think, you know, people should sign up for Blue Shield?
Yes, I would love to do a little presentation of information for you to answer that question in particularly. Mm-hmm. If you will allow, I will just go ahead and do a presentation that will kind of explain to you and answer that question as well.
Okay.
All right. That sounds good. Go right ahead, Stacey.
All right. So thank you for the time, just to give you a little insight on why I love Blue Shield of California. It's many reasons why. One in particularly is, you know, we've been going through a lot of challenging times with our community, with our world, with, you know, everything that has been going on with COVID, with social unrest, all of these things. And I am very proud to be a part of Blue Shield of California. They are definitely working to make sure that all Californians have access to high-quality health care that meets their unique circumstances. And so Blue Shield of California is a not-for-profit organization, and they stand by their 2% pledge, so meaning any revenue over this pledge is returned back to the community and to their members. So Blue Shield is currently the largest carrier in the California individual and family plan market. So we offer both PPO plans and HMO plans. So one thing about Blue Shield that you may not know and that I am also a part of is Blue Shield has been named for 2020 one of the most ethical companies by Ethisphere. So only 131 companies were recognized for setting this global standard of business integrity and corporate citizenship. And this was Blue Shield's eighth time being honored with the recognition. So Blue Shield is only one of four health insurance companies in the United States to receive this award, and the only one in California. And so one thing that I'd love to mention, one of the reasons why I love working with Blue Shield, they encourage the employees to donate. We donate to our nonprofit organization and also to health equity and social justice work involving employee voices across the state to solve health disparities and social determinants of health. So as of right now, Blue Shield employees have raised $350K. And so with our total donations up to date or even more as I'm speaking, we have donated up to 850K of donations, and some of that donation is of our time as well. And 29% donations that we have donated have gone to COVID-19 relief efforts and social justice causes. So that
nice.
Makes me very proud to be a Blue Shield employee. And then also, as it is related to COVID-19, Blue Shield, of course, has waived all of the co-payments, co-insurance, the deductibles for COVID-19 treatments. We
mm-hmm.
started doing that as of March 1st to December 31st. Mm-hmm. And then also you have virtual care, because now, you know, there's a lot of virtual care going on, and we have virtual care, teledoc services, nurse help 24/7, HEAL, which I'll tell you a little bit more about HEAL, and then other virtual options offered.
Okay.
We have extended mm-hmm. our $0 copay for virtual care with Teladoc to December 31st. And then for 2021,
mm-hmm.
these services will officially have a zero copay for all of our different plans. And so what's new for 2021 with Blue Shield is we're adding Teladoc mental health, along with continuing to offer Teladoc general medical, both for zero
okay.
copay. So we're adding where you can actually call in and to a mental health provider, and they can see you. You can talk to them by phone or through digital, where they can actually see you, and that
yes.
will be at a zero copay for mental health as
yes.
well. So we're very excited about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you know, this is really, really good. I really like that. Okay, and I want to let the audience
yes.
know that you're listening at Miss Stacy Anderson, okay, and she's the outreach manager for Blue Shield of California, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you guys want to ask her a question about insurance or anything, you guys feel welcome to do that. But before we do that, I want Miss Stacy, we're going to do that a few times on this show, you guys, because I believe in insurance. I believe in setting you up with a really good company, a reputable kind of company, which is Blue Shield of California. And you guys got to call Stacy, set up an appointment. We got to get this insurance, you know, in our community. And the reason for that is because there's a lot of us don't have insurance. And if you think I'm kidding, as soon as somebody passes away or whatever, we washing cars. We selling barbecue dinner. We doing all kind of stuff to make sure that our loved ones is put to rest. And another thing, too, if we get sick, we got to deal with you know, charity hospitals and things like that. We can nip all that stuff in a bud.
Yeah,
okay, she's an
right.
outreach manager. She's the one that going to go ahead on and set you up. But, Miss Stacy, what I want you to do, please, okay, is give them a little bit of information on how to get in contact with you, what I'm saying, your website, your phone number, however you want to do it. Give that information to them, please.
Yeah. All right. Okay, well, Stacy Anderson, I will give you my email address, which is Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y, dot Anderson, A-N, as in Nancy, D-E-R-S-O-N, at BlueShield, B-L-U-E-S-H-I-E-L-D, C-A.com. And then if you can't remember all of that, here's my phone number, 916-542-5905. If you would like to make an appointment with me, I have a Calendly calendar that you can schedule to spend some time with me, and that's at Calendly, which is C-A-L-E, N as in Nancy, D as in David, LY.com/Stacy-Anderson to schedule some time to chat.
Yes. Okay.
Right.
Can you use one more time on the phone number, Stacy, please?
Yes, 916-542-5905. That may be the easiest to connect with me since you, if that's the easiest to remember, or Stacy.Anderson@BlueShieldCA.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, love it. Okay, well, you know, we almost halfway with the show, so, and we got a caller. They want to either elaborate on something or ask a question. So let's let that person
right.
in.
Right.
Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, everybody. It's Tamaya. Hi, Mr. Brown. Hi, Ms.
Hey, Tamaya.
Hi, Tamaya. Hey, how's everybody doing? Hi. Sorry I couldn't be with you guys tonight, but I did tune in a little late. Stacy, hello.
Hello.
I do have a question. Stacy, I am the other host who unfortunately couldn't join, but I did understand you to say that Blue Shield is your favorite, right? Your favorite carrier, is that correct?
I'm sorry, everything blinked out. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I can
hear
you, Miss Ernie.
Okay, yeah, everything blinked out.
I'm here.
It went dark.
Okay,
Stacy,
answer the question.
Stacy, can you hear me?
Now I can.
Stacy, can you hear me? Okay.
I can hear you now.
Okay, so I understood you to say that Blue Shield is one of your favorite carriers. Is that correct?
No, I work for Blue Shield of California.
You work for Blue Shield.
I work for the health plan. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so one of, Lord, I feel like a Jamaican because I've had so many jobs. But I used to work at Blue Shield in the customer service claims department. One of the things that I think is going to be important for the audience to understand is the difference in deductible and the coinsurance and their out-of-pocket expense as opposed to maybe like a Kaiser. Can you explain that for the audience? Because as much as, and I know you're advocating for Blue Shield, but for as much as somebody might be pro Blue Shield, unfortunately, their finances might, Kaiser may be a better fit, right? So do you mind taking a few minutes to just explain that if you haven't broken it down for your audience already? I didn't hear it, and I think that's important for people to understand when deciding on which coverage works best for them.
Absolutely. No, I had not ventured there yet. I was still, I hadn't got there yet, but we can definitely jump there. When it comes to Covered California individual and family plans, the plans are pretty much the same as far as the metal tiers and the deductibles are going to be the same depending on which metal tier you select. So deductibles and coinsurance and all of those things are constituted with the plan that you're choosing. And so with our HMO, which we have that as well, they are subject to co-pays, and you have to pay your yearly deductible for certain procedures, and most of those are perhaps hospital and maternity and a drug deductible. And then some of the plans
mm-hmm.
don't have that. Like the gold, it doesn't matter which if you
mm-hmm.
pick Kaiser or HealthNet or Blue Shield, the metal tier deductibles and co-pays are the same. Gold and platinum, they don't have deductibles. So it's broken down in the plans, and that is why you get to shop and find out what's best for you and what you are needing, because the tiers are in gold, they're in platinum, gold, silver, bronze, and those are the metal tiers. So depending on the metal tiers is where you'll find that information. And we go over all of that, and that's why, I'm an outreach manager. I'm licensed, and I know the different, we go through extensive training with Covered California and to know, though, for all of our products and all of that. So just Blue Shield, but we also, we're partners with Covered California, so we make sure that all of that information is correct and we're able to give that. That's why they have the enrollers, the grantees that are help with enrollment counselors, and then you have I'm an enroller as well or an advisor. So we help everyone decide what's best for them, and we break all of that down. And actually, we have brochures that kind of just lay out. So if you're looking at when you open the brochure, it has gold, there's platinum, gold, silver. So depending on what you're interested in, then we'll give you a brochure that breaks down of your metal tiers.
Now, each one of those programs that you're talking about, are they different prices for those programs? Then is that what you're saying?
Yes, and they are.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's similar to what Kaiser have and what other HMOs have, you know, because
well,
I have Kaiser.
Well, it's included in what I'm talking about.
There's a huge difference, Mr. Brown, and for the audience that's listening, I'm just going to tell you one of the challenges that we ran into, and I know you'll probably explain this later.
Sorry,
I just want to briefly touch on it.
I'm sorry, sweetie, not to interrupt you, but Mr. Brown and I, we have some other questions that we had on target. We're really glad to hear from you tonight. We weren't expecting you on the call, but we're so glad to hear your voice, sweetie.
Artie. Oh, come on. Hold on, Artie. Hold on. Okay, let her finish and ask her question. Okay, we got plenty of time. So
just
please.
Really quick.
Yes.
Really
okay.
Quick. What happens when a claim comes in? If an insured has a deductible, the money that the insurance company will pay gets applied towards the deductible. So what happens is, in addition to paying your monthly premium, you now have to pay whatever the reasonable and customary amount that the insurance company would have paid. Now that becomes your responsibility as well until you reach your deductible limit. So, and again, hopefully that'll get explained, I guess, once Stacy does the one-on-one presentations. But, yeah, that was just one of the things that I noticed with this type of insurance. But, yeah, great job, everybody. And, yeah.
Thank you, dear.
We'll talk to you guys soon.
You have a blessed night.
Okay,
and
yeah.
Mr. Brown, are you taking
your time? Am I able to answer that?
Yes, you can, of course.
Okay, great. So that information. I have been with Blue Shield for 8 years, going on 8 years, and I'm not what he's talking about, but as for the Cover California plans, individual and family plans in which I do, there's no hidden information. Some plans have a deductible, some have a lower deductible, and as I stated, and I want everyone to know because I don't want miscommunication coming out or discouragement for people looking
right.
for coverage because you need to have medical coverage, and that is what I love to do, to make sure that it is explained appropriately to you and that we connect you with the coverage that works for you. And your family your budget. And it doesn't even have to be Blue Shield. If it's not Blue Shield, then we will definitely refer you to get you where you need to be based on what's best for your family. I'm not a salesperson. I'm outreach. I'm an outreach manager.
Right.
I've been doing this before Blue Shield. I do the same job. I just have a bigger platform. And Blue Shield makes it a lot easier for me to educate people so that they're not misinformed or confused.
Right.
Because I wouldn't want to do that to me.
Right.
So that the health coverage that I am talking about for individual and family plans, most of the time, depending on the plan you get, most of the time your deductible, you you will be able to receive coverage for some of those plans without ever touching a deductible unless you are inpatient or maternity. Or pharmacy.
Yeah.
So that, and that's some of them. Some of them you will, but you will know. There won't be anything hidden. This will be such as if you wanted a bronze plan or, you know, the different tiers have different levels of coverage.
Okay.
So we sit
down
to
ask you another question.
Go ahead.
And I wanted to get down to the nitty gritty with this, you know. Each question that people ask me ask you, and one of them was, you were, there's people out here that done had challenges in their life, done had cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes, a lot of, you know, other stuff that that insurance company that really don't like. Now, let's say if a person go to you and say, well, I need some insurance, but I had prostate cancer, I had breast cancer, I had lung cancer, or whatever. You know,
this is the beauty of, this is the beauty of Cover California.
Okay.
You don't, it's not based on pre-existing conditions, not for health coverage.
California,
that was done away with.
Are you saying
no,
this is...
No, Cover California, the state that we live in, the health exchange, the Affordable Care Act, that did away with pre-existing conditions.
Okay.
There is no pre-existing condition when you're going through the Affordable Care Act. In California, we go through Cover California. And there is no pre-existing conditions. And
so
I didn't,
if a person call you and or talk to you or your company, you know, I'm trying to get this clear is because I want people to call you and I want people to go down and get insurance. All of those people that thought that they couldn't get insurance, okay, I want to make sure that, you know, when they call you, you be able to help them get insurance some type of way.
So Cover California, when you go through the, and I'm just going to go off to answer what I think that you are asking me. For when you go through the Affordable Care Act, Cover California, for California, in order to... when you apply for coverage or when you are asking about coverage to Cover California, that is our health exchange that allows you to get subsidized health. So you can get subsidies from the state and federal government to help you pay for health coverage depending on your income. So it goes by the poverty, you know, the poverty level guidelines. And based on your income, you can very well receive help for to pay for your health coverage. I've seen people pay $1 based on their income. And then there's also Medi-Cal. So if you're low income, then there, then you would qualify for Medi-Cal.
Yeah, we understand that. We understand that part.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that, you know, let's say if a person then had their precondition, you know, cancer, breast cancer or whatever, lung cancer, or though they got diabetes, you know, or they had heart surgery, or they, you know, is it hard to get insurance? These are, you know, that's what, you know, people are looking, you know, for companies. Because like I say, there's a lot of people that's dying and stuff like that, and they can't get insurance. A lot of people get sick. They got to go and go to a charity hospital, and they do limited on them. So they looking for somebody, you understand, they, you know, that can give them, you know, what they need. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, you know, if they got high blood pressure, maybe getting medicine and stuff, you know, reasonable, paying reasonable amount for their medicine, and things like that. Because I've talked to people, you know, I've talked to people to where as though they tells me that, well, we barely getting by. We got to, you know, we can't. I can't afford my medicine. I'm supposed to take my medicine every day, but I got to take it every 3 days. You got me what I'm saying? And the reason for that, I can't afford it. You know, is it any, your company, I mean, Blue Shield, do they help people, direct people in the right direction to help them with situations like that?
Well, that is the plan. That is the whole plan of the Affordable Care Act, Blue Shield. Blue Shield's mission alone before, they've been around over 80 years. And Blue Shield, their mission, they were formed by some physicians that wanted to ensure that all Californians have access to high-quality health care that meets their unique circumstances. So 80 years later, they're still doing it. And now with Covered California, as I stated, Covered California is our health exchange that was signed by President Obama. And that did away with all of those pre-existing conditions. You cannot be discriminated against because of a pre-existing condition.
And the reason why I wanted you to bring that out, okay, because there's still a lot of people out here is uninformed. Okay, that we still thinking that things is it used to be to where, oh man, you know, I'm not gonna be able to get no insurance, I'm not gonna be able to get this, I'm not gonna be able to do that. You understand? And then, you know, like, and there's a lot of companies, and you know that too. There's a lot of companies out here. They'll go ahead on and sell you what, $5,000 worth of insurance, $2,000 worth of insurance, or whatever, and you can't really. What you gonna do with $2,000 worth of insurance?
Right. You can't use it.
Right.
Go ahead.
You know, I mean, with $2,000 worth of insurance, you can't really do anything. But every month they want at least what, $25-$30 a month for $2,000 worth of insurance. You know, might be a little less, but you know. It is what it is. But anyway, that's very good. I like that. So I'm letting all the audience know, let your friends know, you know, about Miss Stacy Anderson, about the programs and what Blue Shield of California has to offer. You understand? And like I said, I was going to be announcing this throughout this show right here, because this show right here is a special show. Okay,
yes,
for Ms. Stacy Anderson. She's the outreach manager with Blue Shield of California.
I'm cheering her on in the background, Mr. Brown.
Oh, you are?
Y'all don't pay me no mind. If I can
just give some highlights that people may not know, if I can have a few minutes just to give a little highlight on coverage, because when we talk about medical coverage entails much more than just going to a doctor. You know, there is many services that most people may not be aware of. So I suggest that you really look into whomever you have. If you have Kaiser, then you look into Kaiser and see what they have made available to you. What are the services? And then also, I just want to, it is very important to know what you have. Even with Blue Shield, you need to know what other services do you have, because you want to make sure that you're utilizing all of your services. And so the one thing that I also wanted to relay is that there's two ways to get individual and family plan coverage, and there is no pre-existing conditions. And one is how what I've been talking about is on exchange, and that's through Covered California. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that is for ages 0 to 64 years old through Covered California, where people can get screened for financial assistance.
Nice.
Right? You can get screened for assistance and even find out if you're Medi-Cal eligible. Because sometimes the parents may, their income may put them on Covered California, but because of the poverty level guidelines for the children, the children may be eligible for Medi-Cal still. So then the parents are getting federal subsidized to lower their premium costs. And the state premium subsidies may be available, but you need documentations like proof of California residence, social security number, immigration documents for non-citizens, your income, your pay stub, your proof of employment, your federal tax information. But then we also have off exchange. And the off exchange is for those families or those individuals that they don't qualify for a federal subsidy. They don't qualify for subsidies. It could be because their income is too high, or because they're they can't prove their immigration status. Where at that point they can come through Blue Shield on their own. They can come directly to us. That's also age 0 to 64. You can come to us, and then there's different plans that we can offer you that mirror our Covered California plan, but the difference is there are no income, employment, citizenship, immigration documents needed. The document that is needed is proof of California residency. So that's one of the things that I wanted to state as well, because, you know, knowledge is power, and just knowing, you know, what you have available to you is very powerful.
That's right.
Okay.
You're 100% right.
Can you refer a website?
Yes.
Can you refer a website to the people?
Yes, she did.
Yes.
Okay. But what I want you to do, Miss Stacey Anderson, okay, we only got 12 minutes left on the show, okay, and we got a few people that want to ask you a question.
Okay.
But so what I want you to do for the last time is give to people your information where they can reach you at.
Yes.
Okay. Stacey.Anderson at BlueShieldCA.com. That is my address or my email address. My phone number, 916-289-2530. 39, and then my Calendly address as well. But if that's a lot to remember, they can just remember to either call me at 916-542-5905, if that will work.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
You got the number.
Okay. And I want to inform the listeners. After this show, we're going to be putting this show up, okay, on social media. Please, please, share this show. Okay. We got a lot of good information on this show. Y'all share it. Y'all can listen to it again and use this show as a baseline for you guys. Okay, as a guideline. Stacey then gave some really good information. And I want to ask Stacey another question before we let a caller in. Now, let's say if someone wanted you to go speak at their organization, since you're an outreach manager. Let's say as a company or over at the center or whatever, the community center or whatever. Let's say if they wanted you to go and share some knowledge with the people around in the community. Can you do that?
Absolutely. Yes, I can definitely and absolutely will do that. So let me give you my website once again. Let me give you a website. You can directly look at the plans, Blue Shield plans. That's www.blueshieldca.com/Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y. Okay? That is going to directly to our website. Okay?
Okay.
And so my phone number is 916-542-5905. I'm forgetting my own address here.
Okay, well, we got this person on the line. Let's let him in, okay? Let's let this person. Okay.
Here we go.
Yes, good evening, everyone.
Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, good evening. This is Cedric Thomas calling
from
Emeryville.
Hey, what's going on, Cedric?
How are you, Mr. Brown? I would like to say,
how about right, man? How you doing?
I am blessed. I'd like to say hello to Miss Stacy. Hi, and that's Miss Artie by Betrothed, my sweetheart. I want to say hello for her hosting tonight. And Miss Stacy, I'm glad that you are on the line this evening because with my employment, my job, I am coming up for open enrollment, and I am glad to have someone that can be contact on a personal level to discuss on a one-on-one in regards to what the plans are that are out there, other than just having to look online and read and not be able to understand. It's better for a voice and a personal hand one-on-one. Where they prefer, you always say, well, you have to go and look on the website and read through things, or here's a manual. It's more beneficial to have an individual who's caring and showing concern for your well-being to discuss your programs than to have something for you to be thrown at and you don't know what you're looking at from A to Z. And thank you for being open and available, because I'm in open enrollment at this moment now, and I'm going to be calling you because I would like to figure out what is the proper plan that I need to sign up for.
When you call us here, tell her you heard her from Uplifting Communities Talk Show.
I guarantee it. And it is blessed to be on the show. And I want to say God bless everyone. And Miss Stacy, you keep up the very good job. And you will be hearing from me. Thank you.
All right.
Yes,
okay, I'm going to ask you another question, Miss Stacy. Okay, now, we know that we have a COVID pandemic. And another thing is getting worse, according to our officials. It's getting worse throughout the United States and especially in California. Okay, and Sacramento. I just found out last night it's just getting bad in Sacramento right here. Okay, and this is something that, you know, Uplifting Communities Talk Show, we want people to start wearing their mask. We want people to start social distances. You know?
That's right.
And we want people to, you know, think about other people, too, while this thing. You know, so what are you guys are doing, and how is it affecting your business, this COVID?
Wow.
Positive or negative?
So Blue Shield is resilient in the fact that we they're doing different levels of education from a corporate stance to a community stance. So we are heavily getting that information, and we also have our news letter that kind of keeps our members updated on what's going on with COVID so that they can be well aware and updated so that they are not panicking, to let them know, you know, where they're at, what we're doing, what they can do, what precautions to take, and all of those things. So with that being said, they you know, they're able to stay very much in tune. So we also have our news center sites that give all of that information. Our information is always in English and in Spanish, and it's https://news.blueshieldca.com.
Okay.
So news.blueshieldca.com, and that gives you also another community tool, which I didn't get to get to, that Blue Shield has so many tools for the community. You don't have to be a member of Blue Shield to have access. So one of the tools that I will tell you, because we're running out of time, so there was so much that I wanted to share, including that we also have dental, vision, and life insurance. So you don't have to have open enrollment to have dental, to receive dental, vision, and life insurance, but you can come directly to Blue Shield no matter who you have or whatever you have. If you decide you need extra dental or vision or life insurance, you can come to us, and that's open all year long. That's not during the open enrollment. So
you know, I know there's a lot of stuff
of that.
You know. Right. I know there's a lot of stuff. We only got like 3 minutes left on the show. I know there's a lot of stuff, you know, that we haven't covered, but we did cover a lot of stuff. Okay, so maybe later on in the future, I would love to bring you back, okay, so that you can discuss in fuller detail, you know, I mean, and you know what I'm saying? Because I can see right now with the board is filled and the people are not asking a lot of questions. And you know why they're not asking you any questions? It's because they're listening.
That's a good thing.
They're listening. It's, yes.
Well, that's
what
a very good thing. Let me can I give out my Calendly information one more time that they can
and after you do that,
make an appointment?
Then I'm going to go ahead on and turn it over to Miss Artie. Okay, and I'm going to have Miss Artie start closing this out.
Okay. So that is, that's Calendly, calendly.com/Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y, dash, Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. I look forward to hearing from you all. My phone number again, 916-542-5905. Thank you so much.
And one more thing I want to say before you take over, Miss Artie. Miss Stacy Anderson, I really appreciate you coming on the show, okay?
Yeah.
And next time you decide to come on the show, I would like to do something special for you. Okay, and but you're going to have to do it yourself. You go ahead on and get you a flyer, okay? And what I want to do is I'll go to Kinko's myself and get them, you know, and I want to pass out those flyers and let people know in the community and throughout Sacramento, and I might mail some down south, Southern California, and let people know you're coming on this show, because what you got to offer people on the show is like, wow. Okay, with that said, go ahead, Ms.
Well, we have resources, and we can help you with those flyers, absolutely.
That's right. Okay, go for it, Ms. Artie. Start closing us out.
Okay. All right. Everyone, thank you for joining us tonight. A quick prayer, if that is appropriate, Mr. Brown, is that okay to do?
Was that? Yes, of course. We always I love ending the show with a prayer. Yes.
Okay, let me hurry up. Lord, we thank you for Blue Cross, Blue Shield. We thank you for Stacy Anderson. We thank you for Mr. John L. Brown and his team of uplifting community representatives. Father God, bless everybody that is suffering from the affliction of cancer. Thank you for having them reach out to Stacy and provide resources that they need right now. Bless the work of Uplifting Communities platform. And Father God, we shall keep you in front of us. And we just thank you for your favor on the works of our hands. In Jesus' name, we say amen. And everybody, it has been a good evening. Stacy, thank you so much, sweetie, for participating
thank you.
Us, sharing Blue Shield with us. We really do appreciate
amen.
It.
All right. All right. Well, with that said, you guys, we had a really good show tonight, And we're going to have to tell you guys good night. I know everybody want to stay on the line and us to continue talking because y'all get so much knowledge. But we have to go. So with that said, good night, everybody.
We have to go. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Okay, God bless.